Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Yesterday, my family and some friends of ours went to a most wonderful event. It was called the Pet Expo, and they have it here in Southern California every year. They have hundreds and hundreds of dogs and cats and other animals up for adoption, and you can leave the place with one of them to take home with you. Of course, my kids would love to take one home with them, but right now our house is pretty full with pets. About 17 years ago, I had a most wonderful event happen to me. I had gone down to the local pet store, and in the cage was this most beautiful 8-week-old yellow lab. I immediately took him home, and he became Einstein. And Einstein was a magnificent dog, the smartest dog I ever knew. Well, I had the privilege of taking him to work with me every single day because of what I do. And probably half the time when I was at work, he would be with me with my patients, and he would help them, if they were feeling sad, feel better. He had a real sensitivity to people and their emotions and could pick up on it and would go up to them and kiss them or rub up against them if they were feeling sad. He was a great companion, and he did a lot of hiking and backpacking with me. And really, for that 15 and a half years, he was with me almost every single day, except for a few times when I went on vacation and I'd have someone watch him. If you're a pet or a people lover, you know how attached we can become to someone that we spend a whole lot of time with, whether it's our kids, whether it's our spouse, or whether it's our pet. We can become very attached to them because we love them and they're incredibly loving towards us. Well, after 15 and a half years, Einstein finally came to his end, and thankfully I was with him when he died. But I do remember, right when he took his last breath and he was gone, tears just flowed out of me and I could not help it at all. I was crying one of the hardest I have ever cried in my entire life because I missed him and I was very sad about his passing. But the sadness did pass and I felt better. And each time I needed to cry, I allowed myself that time to cry and then I would feel better. And though I miss him, I'm not sad anymore. I just am glad I had the time I had with him, and now I live my life and live it well. But I remember my grandmother had a very similar experience. She too loved animals, and the last dog she had, when she died, she said, "I'm never going to get a dog again. It's just too hard to lose them." And I think that's what a lot of us do in life. We have sad experiences happen to us, and they're just too hard. They're so hard, we don't want them ever to happen again, so we begin to put up walls or do things that keep us from feeling that pain. And in the process of precluding ourselves from feeling that pain, we also keep ourselves from being happy. So how can we experience the sadness of life and still live a happy life? How do we be happy with sadness? Sadness is actually a very healthy emotional response to events that happen to us. If we live long enough, we're going to experience sadness. Because of impermanence, things are going to change, and we're going to have losses. And if we feel those losses, they move forward because things are impermanent. Things change, we feel them, and a natural, healthy response to that change is sadness, tears. It's normal. It's good for us. But what a lot of us do is we transform that sadness into depression. And depression is really thoughts about the sadness that keep us stuck. For example, think of a loss that you've had, any loss. It could be a loss of a job, a loss of a loved one, something that happened that was sad. And if we think about it, like in my case, if I think about losing Einstein, sometimes tears would come. That's normal. That's healthy. But where it gets transformed into depression is where when we feel those feelings, we start thinking, I'm never going to be happy again. This is awful. This is horrible. This shouldn't have happened. Our mind kicks in and it's not just raw emotions anymore. And that's how it gets transformed into depression. There's nothing wrong with being sad, but we have to be super careful that it doesn't turn into depression. Because once the depression starts kicking in, we can feel horrible And at the end of that crying session, we're not going to feel better. When we're sad and we cry, we're going to feel better. But when we're depressed and we cry, we're not going to feel better. And that's the key thing we look for. Is our time of being sad helping us to feel better? And we can do that only in moments. Meaning, if we're thinking about what's causing us sadness over and over again, that's going to turn into depression. So if we don't want to be depressed, and if we want to be happy, then we just need to be sad when we're sad, and then leave it alone. Leave it alone and learn to live. Because life isn't all about the loss. Yes, sometimes a loss can be horrible, but life isn't all about that. Through life, there are always beautiful things going on. And really, to be happy, we have to learn to live in the present moment. And in the present moment, life isn't pure sadness. It never is. There are times of sadness, but it isn't pure sadness. What we tend to do is get caught up into our stories, the story of what's happening right now. And we just stick with that story. And if it's a good story, we may feel good for a while. But guess what? That good story is going to pass. If it's a bad story, it's going to pass too. Stories pass, unless our minds keep feeding them. So what we can do instead is just learn to be with what is, what's happening right now. So if you're out with your friends and having a good time, have a good time. You don't have to feel depressed all the time. I know it may sound funny, but there really are people out there that think, this is such a great loss, I need to be sad. If I'm not sad, then I'm not really honoring the memory of the people that have passed. Because sometimes we think we just need to be sad. We don't have to be. It's a choice. But the choice isn't the sadness. The choice is letting the sadness turn into depression. There's the choice. Because remember, depression is based upon thoughts. And what I'm teaching us here at the Happiness Podcast is not to be so caught up into all our thoughts and just live. Live life well. Live life beautifully. But once we start thinking, those thinking thoughts can turn into depression. So we have to watch those thoughts. And here, let me give an example of how we can do this well. If right now we are listening to this podcast because we are struggling with a sadness, the key is to live in the present moment. Right now in this present moment, am I naturally feeling the urge to cry? Not because I'm thinking about it, because the tears are just coming up. Then that's fine. And at the end of that sad cry, we should feel better. And then we go on and live our life. We do the things that are before us. And each and every time we feel sad, we let ourselves feel that and then get back to living life. It's so much about staying out of our heads and living in the present moment. When we do that, we can have an absolutely beautiful life. Because in the present moment, there are just always, always something beautiful to be with. If we choose to be with the beauty and not stay stuck with the losses and the pain or the attachments to that which we had. Because remember, in other podcasts, I've talked about life isn't permanent. Life is going to change. And part of that change is losing people that we love. But once we start creating stories about that loss, we're going to suffer. And we don't have to suffer. We just need to say, oh, here comes that story again. I need to get back to what's happening here and now. And if that story comes again, we just get back to what's happening here and now. And with time, we'll get better at this, a lot better, and we'll learn how to be happy a good part of the time. Yes, there's going to be sadness. There's nothing wrong with sadness. But sadness can take a very small part of our life, because most of our life can be beautiful if we live in the present moment and live in the present moment well. Not being attached to anything, just living life well and enjoying what we do have, what God's given us right now, even with things taken away. Because remember, there's always something beautiful we can celebrate and be with. Always. Thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. Next week, we're going to look at anger, and the following week, we're going to look at fear. We're really going to tackle the core emotions that keep us from being happy and learn how to have them and be happy. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to my website at www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. And if you like what you're hearing, I'd appreciate leaving a comment on iTunes and telling other people about how this podcast is helping you. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.